Good evening.
Yeah, amen.
I don't know about you, but my cup is full.
Amen.
Just watching this group of high schoolers and the testimony that they give as a Christian. And I have the opportunity with my wife to go on a trip, on their senior trip, and you know, we're glad we were going. We had six of our Spanish teens there, and you know, I got to meet more teens, and it's just a blessing of their testimony. You know, the things they have to overcome. You know, the problems they have to overcome. And now is your day. And it's such a blessing. The decisions you guys already made. You know, just listening to some of you guys saying, man, I'm going to be a missionary. I'm going to serve God. And just that testimony of, thank you, God, for saving my soul.
Amen.
I think that's the greatest testimony somebody can have, is know that one day when we die, we can go to heaven.
Amen.
As Pastor Wilkerson was saying, he was just introducing me. I grew up in Long Beach, California, and we're a family of eight, and we did grow up in a small one-bedroom apartment. And, you know, they asked me to translate this bilingual, and I'm just going to English, right?
Gracias una vez más por estar aquí con nosotros. Estaba nomás hablando del tremendo testimonio que estos jóvenes tienen y la bendición que ellos son. Tuve la oportunidad de ir con ellos en su viaje de terminar del año de seniors. Y a pesar de que seis de ellos son de nuestro departamento hispano, pude conocer a otro grupo, tremendo grupo. Así como los del departamento hispano, también ellos, en tremendos obstáculos que ellos tuvieron que sobrevenir para poder graduarse el día de hoy. And I just want to thank you, parents, for allowing them to come to a church. Gracias, padres, por permitirles venir a una iglesia que no conocían algunos de ustedes. You know, some of you guys didn't know this church. You didn't know that bus worker that came and knocked on their door. But thank you. Thank you, parents. Thank you, family. Gracias, padres. Gracias, familia. Gracias por el for the investment you've made in their lives, por lo que han invertido en sus vidas ellos. Y yo sé que ellos están tan agradecidos por ustedes. And I know that they're grateful for you guys. And you can see that in their face, and now they talk, they're growing up. And today is just the beginning of the rest of their lives. Y el día de hoy están aquí presenciando nomás el comienzo del resto de su vida. Y ahorita vamos a ir a la palabra de Dios. Yo nomás quería también tomar el tiempo para agradecer a la iglesia. Thank you, church. Thank you for investing in their lives. You know, seeing them walk, my heart is so overwhelmed. Just so many people that have invested. Hey, Brother Sloan, thank you so much. Thank you for all those years you invested. I know sometimes they're too much, but you know what? It's all worth it, Brother Sloan. Todo eso es una inversión que han hecho. Gracias, hermano Sloan, por eso. Thank you, Pastor Wilkerson, for having and continue having that heart for City Baptist. Thank you, Pastor Gomez, for having that heart for City Baptist. Thank you, leaders. Thank you, Pastor Brother John, for continuing being that principal there in that school and having a heart for the bus kids. And me, myself, as a bus kid, I thank you. And no greater joy it is to see God's children serving Him. And that should be our joy as well. Y qué gran más gran honor y más grande gozo que nuestros hijos sirvan a Dios. A un Dios vivo, y yo sé que Dios está en el cielo y está mirándonos y está tan agradecido por el esfuerzo que han hecho ustedes. I know God's in heaven and He's so grateful for that effort that you guys put in their lives. Now, City Baptist, the message is going to be for you guys, but it's also going to be for the rest of the church. If you guys can go to Jonah, and somebody was asking me, hey, what are you going to preach? I'm like, well, the book of Jonah. They're like, really? You're going to get a graduation message through that book, right? Si podemos ir al libro de Jonás. Por favor, estamos ahí en el libro de Jonás. Se me ha pedido que lo haga bilingüe y voy a hacer mi esfuerzo para hacerlo bilingüe. You know, I've been asked not only to preach at the church, but also to do it bilingual. Maybe that's going to help my nerves just calm down, right? You know, you see the Bible right there, and if you go to chapter 1, it says, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amit. Say, en la palabra de Dios dice ahí que la palabra de Dios vino a Jonás.
And the Bible says in verse 2, it says, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it. If their wickedness is come upon before me. So we see that in the beginning, y vemos en el principio como Dios tenía un propósito para la vida de Jonás. He had a purpose in Jonah's life. You know, we see Jonah and we see that maybe that coward that ran away. We see Jonah and we see maybe that bitter person that did do the will of God, but he didn't want to do the will of God. And for the rest of his life, he had to make a decision. And seniors today, y queridos jóvenes, hoy ustedes van a tener que hacer una decisión. You have to take a decision. And many of you guys had made decisions, and thank God for that. You know, we're listening to you guys and saying some of you guys are going to be missionaries, some of you guys are going to be pastors, a pastor's wife, or whatever God wants in your life. Y algunos de ustedes van a ser misioneros, pastores, esposa, pastor. Yo no sé lo que Dios quiera en su vida. Y tremendo. But now, as we're done here, you're going to have to take those decisions. Many times, and not just here in First Baptist, but I've been to many graduations, Christian graduations, where teenagers make decisions. But you know what? They forget about those decisions. Sadly, many, many years are going to come, and we're going to ask, maybe one of you guys, and where is that person? What happened to that senior that said that he was going to be a missionary? ¿Qué le pasó a ese joven que prometió a Dios un día servir a Dios con su vida? Y aquí vemos la vida de Jonás, and we see the life of Jonah, but not only seniors, we have so many Christians that at one point in your life you have decided to serve God, and some of us, we're far from doing that. And we see here in the life of Jonah, vemos aquí en la vida de Jonás, according to the Bible, de acuerdo a la Biblia, and the Bible accounts, God ordered Jonah to warn the citizens of Nineveh. De acuerdo a la Biblia y lo que Dios dice en la palabra de Dios, Dios mandó a Jonás para advertir a esta gran ciudad, para que se arrepintiera, so they will repent. A principal Assyrian city, to repent their wickedness, but Jonah refused to believe those that he hated. Y vemos que Dios mandó a Jonás a compartir el Evangelio a un grupo de personas que él odiaba. You know, the reason why Jonah hated these people, it was because they were being persecuted from this type of people. They were being challenged. They were being pinpointed. They went and gathered all their teenagers and they conquered their land. And I can only imagine Jonah maybe having a family and these people come and destroying their village. Maybe even their children. And having a hate for those people in Nineveh. Y a lo mejor viniendo y sabiendo que Dios lo había mandado, pero yo nomás queriendo entender un poquito a Jonás. Y cómo Dios le mandó a ir a un pueblo que él odiaba. Y cómo Dios le mandó a ir a un pueblo que a lo mejor habían perseguido al pueblo y a los familiares, a los más queridos de Jonás. And we see that Jonah said no, and he ran away. Y vemos aquí en ese pasaje como Jonás dijo, no, y se echó a correr. No quiso hacer la voluntad de Dios. And you know, right now we're presented with a decision. And the first thing I see here in this passage is that we all have a calling. Todos de nosotros tenemos un llamado por Dios. Pastor Workers was saying, you know, Brother Juan's calling was when he was a teenager at the age of 17. It was a Saturday night. I still remember, like if it was yesterday, God calling me and saying, Juan, you need to repent. Yo me acuerdo como si fuera ayer, cuando tenía 17 años y medio, en 2003, como si fuera ayer, cuando Dios me llamó y hizo ese llamado. Juan, necesitas arrepentirte de tus pecados. It was through a message that Pastor Gomez was preaching, and I still remember going to my knees and asking Pastor Gomez, I'm not saved. I need to receive Jesus in my heart. Y decirle, Pastor Gomez, yo no soy salvo. Necesito recibir a Cristo en mi corazón. I still remember that call. Yo todavía recuerdo ese momento, joven and teenager. Don't ever forget that call. You know, the second point, and Pastor Wilkerson said it, you know, the second time I heard God speak in my heart, it was in a youth camp. Es la segunda vez que escuché a Dios llamar mi corazón y darme un llamamiento. Fue en un campamento de jóvenes. And then I surrendered my life. Y rendí mi vida a servir a Dios tiempo completo, like many of you guys have done.
And it's not been easy. No, no ha sido fácil. Y rendí mi vida a Dios, como muchos de ustedes lo han hecho. Y no estoy aquí diciendo que ha sido fácil. No. It hasn't been easy. But I remember that call. And when the hard comes, y cuando lo difícil viene, I still remember that call and say, God, you called me, not myself. Y recuerdo ese llamado y le digo, Señor, tú me llamaste, yo no me llamé solo. Tú moriste en la cruz por mis pecados. Yo no morí por mis pecados. Y podemos ver esto y en esta historia entendiendo que Jonás tenía que hacer una decisión. Jonah had in this calling, he had to make a decision. Once more, make sure it's God's calling, not your calling. Y una vez más, joven, quiero que te asegures que es el llamado de Dios, no es tu llamado. And we have to understand today that it's not my calling, it's God's calling. Amen. Es el llamado de Dios. John chapter 15, it says, you have not chosen me. Y Juan capítulo 15 dice, no me elegiste vosotros a mí, sino que yo los elegí a vosotros, y os he puesto para que vayas y lleves fruto. Y vuestro fruto permanezca para que todo lo que le pidieses al Padre, en mi nombre, Él os dé. It says right there in John chapter 15, it says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that you should go and bring fruit. And the fruit, and that your fruit shall remain, that whatsoever you shall ask in the Father in my name, I may give it to you. You know, 1 Thessalonians, it says, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do. Dios dice en 1 Tesalonicenses, fiel es el que te llama y el que lo hará. Una vez más, hermanos, queridos amigos, queridos familiares, once again, family members, brethren here at church, I want to remind you that it's God the one that calls. Quiero recordarte que es Dios el que llama. Y Dios está diciendo, yo soy fiel y en su tiempo yo voy a amarte. Y en su tiempo yo te voy a dar una oportunidad. And in his time, he's going to give you an opportunity to make a decision. See, today it's all about decisions, seniors. And you had that calling. And you have answered to that calling. And you should walk out of here saying, I'm going to make that decision to be faithful to God. Y querido joven, Dios hoy tienes un llamado que Dios te ha hecho. Y Dios te ha dado una oportunidad de hacer una decisión como las promesas que has hecho a Dios. Y vas a salir de aquí haciendo una decisión. Romans chapter 8, it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that loveth God. To them who are called according to his purpose. Dice Dios en su preciosa palabra, en su Biblia, en Romanos capítulo 8, dice, y sabemos que los que aman a Dios, todas las cosas les ayudan a bien. Esto es, a los que conforme a su propósito son llamados. You know, my second point, I'm going a little ahead, but God says a purpose. You know, first God calls us, and then he gives us a purpose in life. ¿Ves? Dios primero nos llama y nos dice que vengamos a Él. He says, come to me. And after that, God has a purpose in our life. And the Bible says, in 1 Corinthians says, and base things of the world, things that which were despised, hath God chosen ye. And things were not, to bring not things that are. You know, Dios dice en su preciosa palabra, y nos dice en 1 Corintios, capítulo 1, versículo 28, dice, y lo vil del mundo y lo menospreciado escogió Dios, a lo que no es, para desechar a lo que es, a fin de que nadie se jacte en su presencia. You know, Uriel, your testimony of your parents coming. I can so relate to that. And when God called me, I was like, man, me? Y cuando Dios me llamó a mí, yo estaba pensando, Uriel, y tanto me puedo relacionar con tu testimonio porque mi familia también vino de México. Y el día que Dios me llamó, yo dije, Señor, yo. God, me. You know, like Paul, sometimes I felt, Brother Gomez, you know this, Pastor Gomez. Like Paul, sometimes I felt like I persecuted the church. I wasn't the nicest kid in our youth department. People come to church or pastors come and they see me and, oh, that was before when I barely came to youth pastor. I'm like, you? But the Bible says right here. It says people that nobody can care less. I've chosen those. Y la Biblia dice, y una vez más estaba diciendo el testimonio de cuando yo recibí a Cristo y fui salvo. Y yo le estaba diciendo a Dios, Señor, yo. Y como Pablo, a veces, muchas veces me sentía como el joven que perseguía a la iglesia porque tenía un mal testimonio en la iglesia. Y cuando yo fui salvo y rendí mi vida, yo le preguntaba a Dios, Dios dio. Pero Dios dice, lo más vil, lo más sucio, lo menospreciado, the veil, something that nobody wants. That's what I want to use. And I know sometimes City Baptists, we feel like, man, we're buskets. Y a veces jóvenes pensamos, hey, ¿quién nosotros somos? But you know what? That heart. That you can go to God and says, God, if you can use me, oh, wow. The amazing things, lo grandioso que Dios puede hacer con tu vida. Y quiero darles gracias por dejarlos venir aquí. And we see this in the Word of God. And we were talking about faithful is He that called us. And we understand this in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. It says, again, in base things of the world and things which are despised, hath God chosen ye. And things were not to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. Y es el propósito de Dios. Yes, and that's the purpose of God. Not your desire. But your, not my desire, but your desire. Amen. You know, Jesus said this. God said, and Jesus said, not my way, but your way. Y joven, yo te estoy diciendo el día de hoy que ese debería ser tu reto cada día. That should be your challenge every day. God, not my way. No mi manera, sino tu manera, Padre. Number two, I see here the purpose of God's calling. You see, if you go to Jonah and we're there, the Bible says in chapter 2, it says, arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it. You see, first of all, right here, and at number 2, I see the calling. The purpose of God, the specifics might be different. But at the end, and at the end of the day, God wants the same thing. Some of you guys are going to be doing different things. But at the end of the day, God wants the same thing. Ver lo específico, las cosas específicas a veces cambian. A veces Dios te va a llamar a hacer algo diferente que otra persona. Pero al final del día, Dios quiere que hagas lo mismo. Mahual, and Brother Juan, what is this? If you guys go to Romans chapter 8, 23, it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. And understanding the purpose of God, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, God's purpose, God's number one purpose for sending His only Son in this world was for us to go to heaven. Amen. You know, don't forget your purpose. ¿Sabes qué? El propósito número uno de Dios era para que todo aquel que creyera en el nombre del Hijo de Dios sea salvo y venga al conocimiento de Cristo. Es el propósito de Dios. If we go out and we said, man, what did I... Then all this time was wasted. The reason we're gathered here is because God sent His only begotten Son to die on the cross for our sin. La razón que estamos aquí, el propósito de Dios que murió en la cruz fue por nuestros pecados. Y es el propósito que Dios quiere que tú tengas. Y la Biblia de Dios está diciendo, y ahorita recalqué Juan 3:6, y cómo el amor de Dios vino a cada uno de nosotros. The difference between Jonah and Jesus is that Jesus was obedient and He didn't run away. You see, they were both sent to do a mission. ¿Ves la diferencia entre Jonás y Jesús? Es que Jesús fue obediente hasta la muerte, y muerte de cruz. And He was obedient to death, and He died on the cross for our sins. Y es una gran diferencia, joven. Don't ever forget that. Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us were not willing that any shall perish, but all shall come to repentance. Una vez más, Dios está diciendo ahí en 1 Pedro, capítulo 3, 9, si el Señor no se detarda de su promesa, según algunos lo tienen por tardanza, sino que es paciente para con nosotros, no queriendo que ninguno perezca, sino que todos procedan al arrepentimiento. You know, God today wants us to understand that. You know, your purpose is to be a light. Your purpose is for your family to come to repentance. Your purpose is for other people to come to know Jesus Christ. Ese es el propósito.
And that's, ese propósito de Dios es que vengamos al arrepentimiento, que reconozcamos nuestra situación de pecador y podemos decir, Señor, perdóname. And that's the reason why we're here. City Baptist students. Y todos los que estamos aquí. Efesios. Ephesians chapter 2:10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus into good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. You know, te estoy diciendo el propósito, and again I told you the purpose is for people to know, but also to live a holy life. Amen. You know, you should be willing to live a holy life. Live for Christ. You can say today, man, I'm gonna go to House Andrews, I'm gonna go to the Bible Institute or whatever, but I want to hear that in 5 years. Amen. Young man, yo quiero escuchar que tú estés en los caminos de Dios. Fiel a Dios, faithful to God. Fiel a sus promesas. Porque qué grande es Dios, and how grateful, and how great is God. Again, number 3 is that you will be faced with decisions. You see, Jonah was faced with a decision, either I'm obey God, and we see that he didn't, he ran away. All your years in Christian school was to prepare you for this moment. Todos esos años, querido joven, all those years that you've been in Christian school, it was to prepare you for this moment. To make a decision for God. And I'm not saying, oh, you have to be a pastor, or youth pastor, or no, whatever God has put in your life. But God still calls us to be good Christians. Cualquier cosa que Dios te puso en tu corazón, cualquier cosa que Dios ya te llamó a hacer, pero Dios quiere que seas fiel a Dios. El día de hoy vas a tener que tomar una decisión. And today, brethren, today, we're going to have to make a decision. Parents, and family, we're going to have to make a decision. Vamos a tener que tomar una decisión. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not into thy own understanding. In all the way, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. ¿Sabe? Proverbios capítulo 3, dice, no te apoyes. Fíjate de Jehová de todo tu corazón y no te apoyes en tu propia prudencia. Reconócelo en todos tus caminos y Él enderezará tus veredas. Trust in God. Confía en Dios. Y Dios se va a encargar de enderezar tus veredas. Una vez más, el día de hoy, jóvenes, and today, one more time, you will have to live with the decision. You know, Jonah had to live with his decision. He could have obeyed God in the beginning. Él pudo obedecer a Dios en el principio, but he didn't do that. He ran away. So now he had to pay the consequences of his decision. Y sabes que Jonás pudo obedecer a Dios desde el principio y no lo hizo y tuvo que vivir con sus consecuencias. And we see that consequences. He had to be in the belly of the fish 3 days. And we see afterwards he was a bitter man. He did God's will bitterly. Él hizo la voluntad de Dios amargo. No quería hacerlo. Pero Dios le jaló las orejas y le dijo, no, es que ese no es mi propósito. You know, God had to pull him back and say, you know what, that's not my purpose. My purpose is for the people in Nineveh to be saved. Y una vez más, el día de hoy, estamos aquí. El propósito de Dios es que la gente venga al arrepentimiento de sus pecados. Amen. You know, again, God wants us to come to repentance of our sins. If you guys go to Romans, and I'm almost done. Chapter 6, verse 23. You know, first of all, God wants to understand the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Dios dice que, porque la paga del pecado es, dice porque la paga del pecado es muerte, mas la dádiva de Dios es vida eterna en Cristo Jesús. Today, God wants to give you that gift. Hoy, Dios quiere darle un regalo. Y está en usted si va a tomar ese regalo y va a decidir tomar ese regalo. Today God wants to give you a gift and it's in you if you want to decide to take that gift or reject that gift o deshacer o desolar ese regalo. Es su decisión. Nosotros no lo podemos forzar. Pero yo sé que está en el corazón de cada joven que está aquí que usted reconozca su condición. But I know and I know for a fact because I've talked to them that every teenager, every young man and young lady that are here, they want you to take this decision. They want you to know They want you to hear God's calling. And God today, He's calling and He's telling you, we have a problem. And that problem is sin. Y hoy, el día de hoy, Dios está llamando, está diciendo, tenemos un problema, y ese problema es el pecado. El día de hoy, ¿qué va a ser su decisión? Romanos capítulo 10, versículo 9 dice, y lo voy a decir en inglés, dice, if thou shall confess, Romans 10:9 says, thou shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God had risen him from the dead, shall be saved. Today, God speaking is saying, hey, I want you to confess. El día de hoy, Dios está hablando, está diciendo, yo quiero que tú confieses. Va a decidir el día de hoy ser obediente a Dios. Are you going to decide today to be obedient to God? And I'm just going to let you know, if you don't, if you decide to be disobedient, then there's a consequence for that. Y quiero que sepa que si decide el día de hoy no ser obediente, hay una consecuencia por lo que usted está haciendo. Y esa consecuencia es una vida eterna en un lago que se llama, que la llama, que es el lloro y crujir de dientes, el infierno. And that consequence is hell, the lake of fire. If we don't decide today to make God our God, de decir, Señor, tú eres mi Señor. Padre Santo, yo quiero llamar, yo quiero pedirte que entres en mi corazón. 13, it says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Aren't you glad of that? Porque no está, no. Dice, porque todo aquel que invocare el nombre del Señor será salvo. Todo aquel, whoever. City Baptist, that was you at one point. That meant you. And I'm so glad that 20-something years ago, I don't even know how long, I made a decision to serve God. I made a decision, Pastor Workers, to receive God and to change my life. And now, I'm enjoying the fruit of doing that. You know, my beautiful wife is over there, somewhere over there. My three kids. You know, my kids have never seen me drunk. My kids have never seen me cuss at my wife. Yo quiero decirle de testimonio que yo a la edad de 17 años recibí a Cristo y recibí el llamado. Y ahora estoy viendo el fruto de esa decisión que hice hace tantos años atrás. Mi querida esposa está allá y mis hijos. Mis hijos nunca me han visto a mí borracho. Mis hijos nunca me han visto a mí maldecir a mi esposa o maltratar a mis hijos. Eso es una bendición. De que un día yo decidí ser hijo de Dios. And that's just a blessing of that one day I decided to become a child of God. And today we're going to be presented with that opportunity. Y el día de hoy vamos a estar presentando esa oportunidad. For you seniors. You know, that decision of serving God, it started with that. And God has a purpose in your life. And that purpose, wherever you go, if you want to be a doctor or a missionary, is for people to get saved. Y ese propósito, joven, el día de hoy, y primero empezaste recibiendo a Cristo, después empezaste siguiendo el llamado de Dios. Vaya a ser doctor o vaya a ser un misionero, el propósito es que gente sea salva. Que gente conozca a Cristo Jesús. For people to know Jesus Christ. Y algunos de ustedes, la decisión que van a tener que tomar es, o me voy de aquí diferente, teniendo a Cristo en mi corazón y yendo al cielo, o me voy aquí igual, y un día morir, y ir al infierno. And that decision today you have to take is either I'm going to leave this place, having Jesus in my heart and being different, or I'm going to stay the same and one day die and go to hell. It's your decision. Es su decisión. Dear church, you also have to make a decision. Some of us, or some of you, God has called you to a specific thing in your life. And you've been running away from the will of God. See, we all have to walk out here making the decision. Lord, I want to resurrender my life. I don't want to be that Jonah. How long has it been you've been in that fish belly? For Jonah was 3 days and he got it. How long have you been in? 3 years? 10 years? 20 years. I got to see every one of you in senior trip. Pude mirar a con ustedes en el senior trip. My wife, we had such an amazing time. Good Christian character, good Christian kids. Your testimony. But every day you're going to have to make a decision and understand God's purpose in your life. Vamos a cerrar nuestros ojos. Let's close our eyes. Bow your head. I don't know what your decision is going to be today. Yo no sé cuál va a ser su decisión. If you're here and you don't have Jesus in your heart, your decision should be to trust Jesus in your heart. Yo no sé cuál va a ser su decisión si está hoy, el día de hoy aquí, y no ha decidido recibir a Cristo en su corazón. Entonces su decisión debería ser aceptar a Cristo en su corazón.